Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan and Robin Ellis, your host, as we...
What? Nothing.
I was in the studio the other day and recorded the show for next week, which is with Brian Eiler and a surprise guest at the end. Of course, most of the listening audience will be hunting, but we've got next week in the can. So while I was there, I asked Ira to say to change the... intro to include Miss Robin.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Glad it's only been three and a half years.
See, I knew you'd make something negative out of it.
It's not negative. I think it's great.
Do something nice for somebody, and what do they do? Bite you. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Well, the Anne Arundel County Venison Exchange Program blew up this week. Didn't stop, but it blew up. And what I mean by that, on Wednesday, there was a front page, top of the page, under the banner, headline, DNR says Anne Arundel's new venison exchange program violates state law. County Executive Pittman doesn't plan to stop. I have one question. What is wrong with this guy? Or, as they say in politics so much, follow the money. What in the world is going on? Do we have anybody out there that read the entire article, that actually read all the letters back and forth from the Attorney General to the Department of Natural Resources, from the Department of Natural Resources to Stuart Pittman, from Stuart Pittman to the governor, and all the documents that were added to the basis of the article? And then summarized in the article. If you go online, you can read each letter with each letterhead and the whole thing and kind of get the feel for this deal. So the DNR, state senator and assistant attorney general, have all told Anne Arundel County that its new venison food relief program, violates state law. County Executive Stuart Pittman has no plans to shut it down. Backed by a legal opinion from county attorneys, Pittman said he plans to continue the program that rewards hunters for donating venison to the Anne Arundel County Food Bank. Hunters can earn, keyword, $50 for every legally harvested deer delivered to a participating county butcher. Pittman funded it with $128,000 in CARES Act dollars on November 1st. That's COVID money. The DNR and others oppose the program, say it is likely a violation of code since the county's given hunters $50 for each deer. They say this constitutes an exchange, a prohibited act under the Natural Resources Article Section 10-404, which we shared with you, our listeners, beloved listeners, last week. The county office of law rejected this, noting that the $50 is a reimbursement for their time and efforts in hunting the deer. Now, Robin, you put some efforts into your career, and you were reimbursed for your time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I imagine many of our listeners have put efforts into their jobs and have been...
Never enough.
Well, of course. but they have been reimbursed for their time and effort spent in the time allotted to them by their employer.
Are you talking about work time or learning how to do it?
That's a question. Work time. That's what my question is. If the county pays a hunter, reimburses him for his time, does that make that hunter a county employee?
Technically, it sounds like it.
So if you're a county employee or an independent contractor, shouldn't you have to sign an agreement with the county as an independent contractor? Let's take it a little further. Shouldn't you get a 1099?
Yes.
Yep. Well, you have to make a certain amount before you get 1099.
Well, that's not the point. I'm trying to say, what if a guy donates 12 deer? Under his bag limit, he can certainly do that.
Right.
That's $600. That's the minimum. So now you get a 1099. Now you're liable for taxes. Am I right? If you get a 1099.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So now you're liable for taxes. What about benefits?
No, 1099, no, they don't have to give benefits.
Right, exactly. Okay. So what do you think, Chris? You're getting $50 being reimbursed for your time and efforts hunting the deer.
If you're going to be end up being a 1099, there's not going to be a whole lot left of that $50 by the time you take out taxes and everything else.
But I think your point is that they're being paid to hunt deer.
Exactly, which goes against the DNR code.
County Attorney Greg Swain wrote in an opinion, the hunters are not paid for the whole or proportional value of the donated deer. Similarly, the participating butchers are being paid by the county to process the animal, but they do not keep any deer parts. It all goes to the food bank. Well, not exactly. There's skin, head, hair, hide, feet that don't go to the food bank. So if they're not keeping those parts that are rejected, you know, after you skin and cut up a deer, then what happens to those parts? Are they still not in the possession of the meat processor? Sure they are. Until he disposes of them, which that's another thing all in itself. You know, that they're not allowed to call people like Valley Protein who go process all this stuff into whatever they process it into. The butchers now have to dispose it to sell. Landfill,
okay.
Bury it. But the point is... Wait. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No matter how much you, however you look at it, however they want to write it,
yeah,
it's the same thing as if someone, because I do crochet.
Yeah.
If they call me and said, make me this,
yep.
I make it, and they reimburse me for it. I'm employed by them to make them a piece or to get them something or provide something for them. So technically the hunter is employed by the county to harvest this deer.
Hmm. So at that point then shouldn't a determination be made by somebody like the comptroller or the Department of Labor?
It's all too complicated, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be going on at all anyway. You don't get a bounty for hunting a deer.
Exactly. Exactly. So, here's what happened. The Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources said something to Pittman. I mean, wrote him a letter. It says, the letter does not order Pittman to cease the program and expresses hope to address legal deficiencies. While we believe the county had good intentions, it's disappointing that the department was not asked to consult or provide feedback on the Venison Food Relief Act prior to its public commencement. This is Jeannie Hadaway Riccio. It's also unfortunate that your Venison Food Relief Program now puts both Maryland hunters and deer processors, according to the Secretary of DNR, that puts the hunters and the deer processors in a precarious legal position if they participate in the county program. So Pittman responds the same day. That's not correct. As the hunter is donating the game to the food bank, which is the only way to qualify under the program, the processor is involved to process the meat and does not take ownership of any portion of the processed deer. There's no prohibition against the donation of game animals, and state law likewise encourages donation of venison and grants state income tax credit under 10-746 of the Tax General Article of the State Code. He said he believes the county is complying with the letter and spirit of the law. Well, then you get Jack Bailey. Jack Bailey is the co-chair in the Senate of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation. Jack Bailey said he had concerns about the program, then he laid it out in a November 6th letter to Pittman. So, and Bailey's also a retired DNR officer. So he wrote that the program could create a precedent for counties to offer cash prizes for other species, such as Canada geese, which Bailey said are also considered a nuisance. He also wrote that the county paying $50 for each legally harvested deer could be considered a bounty, another violation of the code. Bailey sought the advice from Assistant Attorney General David Stamper, who responded that he also thought the program, while a good intention, violated state code. In an interview with the Capitol, Pittman said he has no intention of cutting the program short. It's already slated to run at the end of the year, when all the CARES Act funding must be used up or returned to the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Pittman said his staff met with DNR Assistant Secretary Phil Hager, who previously worked in the County Office of Planning and Zoning. Pittman was not in the meeting, but he said his staff made it clear that they had no intention to stop the program, and that DNR acknowledges that there's a difference of legal opinion. DNR spokesperson Greg Bortz said Wednesday evening that the department maintains its position stated in the letter and still believes the program is a code violation. Pittman, listen to this. This guy's got a set. Pittman also wrote to Governor Larry Hogan asking him to have Hadaway Riccio refrain from further interference in the program. So, Governor, please have your hand-picked Secretary of DNR stop doing what she's doing. He offered to work with the governor on legislative solutions to resolve any perceived legal obstacle to expansion of this worthy program in the future. In the letter, he said he never expected government interference in this kind of a program that is clearly, so clearly, humanitarian relief effort. Wednesday evening, the governor's spokesman, Mike Ricci, said, "It is highly inappropriate for the county executive to suggest that one of the highest-ranking women in state government should refrain from doing her job." Secretary Hadaway Riccio raised legitimate concerns, and the matter is now being handled by lawyers from the administration and the General Assembly. Pittman said he's not aware of the administration's involvement or the General Assembly's lawyers and was not suggesting that Hadaway Riccio not do her job. Robin, If someone tells you to refrain from further interference in the program, is that not telling you not to do your job?
I'd like to see what would have happened if they had told Dad that.
Your dad was Secretary of DNR. Yeah,
he would not have been a happy camper.
No, he would not have been a happy camper.
Probably not a happy camper hearing this.
Comments, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. We're also in the midst of a muzzleloader contest for the month of November. How do you get on that program? Why, simply call in that same number, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and phone number with our illustrious producer, Mr. Chris Klaproth, who will be answering the phone. He'll take your name and your phone number down on a nice little list at the end of the month, or maybe the first Saturday in December, since it's first day of deer season next week. We will draw a name, and you will win. Someone will win a muzzleloader. Second prize will be a record book called Maryland's Finest. Third prize will be a nice hat from our other company. Well, that's under Ellis, of course, Ellis Outdoors. Geestern Shore, nice little ball cap. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And while you're doing that, we'll do our first commercial break for the hour. How's that sound, everybody? Everybody good with that? Everybody
on
board?
I'm good with that.
Chris, you on board? He's answering the phone. All right. Clyde Sports Shop, I was there this week and took a look at the gun rack and took a look at some of those fine Browning firearms and drooled. Took a look at the X-Bolt, the extremely accurate, bold-action, big-game hunting perfection. Beautiful walnut stock, blued steel barrel. They come in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. You put some good optics on that. You carry this gun with you in the woods, and you just feel like you've got the perfect rifle. And when game steps into view, I'll tell you, the A-Bolt. Or the X-Bolt, excuse me, the X-Bolt, that's what it is, the X-Bolt. And then I took a look at the A5. I put it to my shoulder, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blades, DuraTouch camo, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive. It's an autoloader with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee shotgun. Autoloader shotgun. Comes in a beautiful camo to match the duck blind. and you can see both of these fine firearms, Browning Firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, been around since 1957. That's right, and they're still open 7 days a week. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. 30 years experience for John George, who likes to realistically, accurately, and artistically recreate animals from all over the world. John specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. He's located just off Route 1 at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, of course, and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet, has a 19-foot ceiling, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet, just filled with projects and animals that have been recreated, and you will enjoy going there to see the showroom. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, on weekends with an appointment. Excuse me. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. You'll see some of the beautiful work that he does. Or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Fire, fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, which do charcoal, of course, are here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add that special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit Backyard Billy's or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
So cooler numbers just around the corner for Sunday and Monday, but a very warm start to the weekend. We're in the upper 60s this afternoon, 67 our high today. Cold front comes in for Sunday and drops the numbers. 45 degrees our low tonight. Chance for a shower tomorrow, high 55. Low Sunday night, 52. And then low to mid-50s for high temps Monday and Tuesday. Warmer 60s returning by Thanksgiving Day. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Morrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, that's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was born and raised on the Eastern Shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land. Little towns like Prince's Anne, canning factories in tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right, I'm from Somerset County.
I'm from Somerset County. All right, let's talk to Mr. Brian. Brian available there?
Who's Brian?
He's a caller.
I didn't see his name on the
You didn't
I'm
see
sorry.
Brian's name?
No.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Pittman situation.
Sure.
I'm not sure what anybody really expects from him. I don't know if you watch, Barry, he has always one-up Larry the lockdown on the COVID stuff, and his background is a community organizer, so he does what he wants.
Correct. Community organizer. Who's that sound like? In Chicago, of all places.
Dear leader.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess Anne Arundel County gets what they deserve when they elect somebody like that. I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's the law, and then there's what he wants to do.
Well, here's my concern. This, you know, Anne Arundel County has no limit on archery-taking deer. Okay? No limit. So
yeah.
it's part of the suburban deer management zone. I think this could lead to rampant poaching. I think it could lead to people who are shooting deer that would never shoot an extra deer. But for 50 bucks each, man, I'm going to... What kind of, you and I as ethical hunters look at this and go, oh my gosh, I'd never participate in a program like that. If I want to donate deer to the food bank, I'll do it through FHFH, I'll do it through processor, pay for the processing if I have to, get the tax credit if I have to, or just give my venison to people who need it in my neighborhood.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't know when it first came out. I read the Crab Wrapper, and unfortunately, which I'm going to soon cancel my subscription, but he said that at least at that point, you could donate, they only listed one place, and it was in Harwood, matching
right.
where it lives.
Right.
So, and now all of a sudden, I don't know if it's still the same, but they're saying it could be any deer processor.
Latest I heard was three deer processors in Anne Arundel County, and I don't know how many more there are. I mean,
there's Hitchcock. Austin's out by the airport is one, and then I know the one down in Harwood. So there's not many.
Then there's one called Back 40 as well.
Yeah.
So
Harwood is a ton of deer there. Maybe not anymore.
Not anymore. There's not. That was an area that was very hard hit with EHD this year. So I've got friends in Harwood, and it's not a good situation when you're out hunting. So anyway,
ridiculous. Reimbursing for your time. Yeah.
Isn't that getting paid? Isn't that what is? Aren't you actually then a contractor or working for the county?
Yep.
Okay. I just didn't want to just
fall out of your stand and get disabled. That's still helping them.
Well, there you go. Exactly right. Wow. So, thank you for the call. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
All right, keep fighting the fight.
Yeah, I understand, sir.
Good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
I don't know when you're going to get your 50 bucks, but good luck.
Unfortunately, I'm in Queen Anne's County.
Ah, perfect. You got it. All right. Have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Any comments? Robin?
Yeah, Brian says it's scary to hear your parents' voice on the radio when you wake up.
Your daughter said that. No. That's all right. Let's talk to Mark over there in the big, giant, enormous first state of Delaware.
Where did I get behind on names?
I don't know. At the very beginning. Hi, Mark. How you doing? Thanks for holding on.
I'm enjoying listening. I just called to wish you two and your listeners a wonderful Thanksgiving. A quiet and safe one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Yes, indeed. So how are things with you?
No complaints.
I'm glad to hear that. No complaints? I live in Delaware. I don't pay taxes. What do I have to complain about?
No,
sales tax.
believe me, we've got taxes.
I have no doubt.
It's not like Baltimore County either.
No, exactly.
I'm blessed. I live with a wonderful place with wonderful people.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
So. I'm truly blessed to be here.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
We get it. Well, you know, we all have a lot to be thankful for this.
Yes,
not only
do.
This week, but always, you know.
Well,
time, you got to look for the things to be thankful for and really, really be glad you got them.
Yeah, you really do. And in a couple months, the vaccine will start coming out and
Yep. Our
lives will be much more normal again.
Let's hope so.
I agree.
Let's hope so. I mean, I don't look forward to the potential new administration and the policies that are going to, be instituted. I don't know what that's going to mean for our economy and for our country. But it's scary to me personally. But
I don't think there's any good to come out of it.
I agree. So, I mean, the first step was made under the previous, not the current, but the previous administration.
You got that right.
A lot of steps in the wrong direction were made by the previous administration, and the future one is personally to me more concerning. So,
well, that guy had the opportunity to be the greatest uniter in the history of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And he was such a small-minded anti-Semitic bigot that he did more to destroy cohesiveness in this country from which we've never recovered.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly.
And Trump got elected as a reaction to that.
Exactly.
And things are very divided. It's tragic.
I agree with you, Mark.
Sad.
I agree with you 100%. But
it's just as well that families will not be getting together this year. From a cooling off period.
You're probably right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, buddy. Well, you and yours have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we got Laurie on the line, if she's been able to hold on. Good morning, Laurie. How are you?
Hi. Okay, so I was a Trump supporter, so I'm sitting here biting my lip. Okay. All right, so let's go to the deer conversation. What happens if the hunter gets Lyme disease and he tries to file a workman comp thing? Don't laugh, and I'll tell you why. I am a former Baltimore County police officer.
Okay.
And then I'm a retired correctional officer.
Okay.
County. All right. So I had a supervisor. And her husband worked for animal control. And he was also a hunter. So something happened to her husband. And he wound up losing his job. There was a bust, okay? And her husband was involved in it.
I got it.
So,
okay.
This is like 25 years ago. So
all right.
So he gets busted. So he tries to claim workman comp from his job as working for animal control. And they're like, nah, you're a hunter. So he couldn't get his claim for workman comp. So if the person is doing all this stuff and they're getting paid by the county, couldn't they really maybe try to be a weasel and say, well, while I was catching the deer to donate, or not donate, to sell to Ballmer County. Since
Anne Arundel County.
Anne Arundel County, I'm sorry. So it's almost like you're being a contract worker or something. I got Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are so stupid and ignorant and desperate at times. And they'll try to find the right shyster lawyer. And ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
You're right.
It's a conspiracy theory, maybe. But people will try anything because, hey, what the crap.
I understand.
It was up a whole box.
What about, you know, people eating it, and somebody else turns around and says, well, you know, I got Lyme disease from eating a deer.
Not from eating a deer, you didn't.
Right. But,
okay.
You know, people are just so stupid.
I got it.
You know, and then the person that's processing it, they could say, well, I was doing
the
processing.
Let me tell you something. The processors are more suspect, more subjected. Processors and taxidermists are more at risk when it comes to Lyme disease because they handle the carcasses and they handle the...
Exactly.
You know.
And then you've got to make sure that it's, you know, discarded properly and legally and not thrown away in a pile somewhere.
Yeah.
Where other animals and kids and everything. You know what? If you're donating something, you're donating it, and that should be the end of it.
Hey, Laurie, listen to this. Our buddy Joe signed in on email and said, if Pittman wants to use up the CARES Act fund, why doesn't he just give it to the food banks and leave the deer out of it? If you recall, he was the same guy who proposed a spring deer season during the fawning season. His term ends in 2022. Let's hope he is one and done.
I'm not a hunter. I mean, obviously, haven't been a cop and a correctional officer. I know how to use a gun, but
yep.
I'm not good with shotguns and stuff, so... Ask my shoulder. I still have a bum shoulder from not putting it in my little pocket right, okay?
Got it.
I'm not really a hunter type person,
right.
You know. But come on. These politicians waste more time coming up with some BS than if you care his money, why don't they just go help some of the businesses that are going
exactly. No, he'd rather lock them down.
They will never, ever recover.
That's right.
But you know what?
Lori?
All these people want to get on Biden's team and all that stuff. I mean, Larry Hogan's trying to get a job with them. He's been, never mind. I can't use the words I'd like to.
Hey, Lori.
Yes.
Before we go down that path, we've got to let you go. We've got other callers lined up
behind you.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks, Lori.
All righty. Bye-bye. Hey, John says on email, I want to know if the taxpayers pay for the bounty and any extra fees and insurance is paid by the taxpayers, then who pays PETA for the pain and suffering for the unlawful taking of the doe and her fawn when said doe cannot provide for her young fawns now that her buck has been taken from her? Who takes care of her? Does she now get deer stamps? Once again, paid for by the county taxpayers.
I know. I saw it.
That's
loved
funny.
It.
All right. Who's on the line there, Robin?
I don't know because I'm not getting the text. You had two people on there. I don't even know where they came from.
Well, I don't see anybody after Laurie, so I'm not sure who's on the line. I think Chris is probably answering phone calls right now. So we'll keep going with emails. Let's see. Yeah.
Did you see, but real quick, are we on the same text? Because did you see my thing about I'm lost?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, so you can see that.
Yeah, I saw that you're lost. So, but Chris has left us. So he's busy. He's over there busy talking to somebody. So, hey, I went sick of deer hunting last night. The stand I was in was best suited for crossbow. And I had both. I had the compound and the crossbow, and it was recommended that I use the crossbow because this is a box stand with fairly high windows, which I would have had. I was already on the tripod with the crossbow standing on my tippy toes trying to get out the window. But the compound would have been required to levitate to shoot through that window. That being said, it was a gorgeous location. I mean, I sent you the pictures. I had a beautiful open shooting lane behind me that was, you know, marsh filled with water, but it was cleared out. To my left was a feeder with a path coming to it. To my straight ahead of me was another feeder set up more for firearms with the feeder at, you know, 102 yards. So, you know, they're getting ready for firearm season, and they've done all the work to get ready. So I think perhaps that the presence of the landowner and friend probably, well, sick of deer are weird, though. I mean, you know, driving the Argo, driving the ATV all over the place and filling feeders and that type of thing. That's a lot of activity for one day. That being said, I did see right, you know, 15 yards, two great big hinds and one little yearling. I couldn't tell if it was a hind or a button buck, but it was a good time in the marsh last night for a couple hours. I enjoyed it. So that was that. I did bow hunt one night this week, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I did. So. Yeah, and that was with the compound. That was here in Queen Anne's County, or there in Queen Anne's County. No deer were sighted. So I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in the deer woods. You got areas where, you know, the rut is heavy. There's a lot of people seeing bucks chasing does. There's also areas where nobody's seeing deer at all or no signs of rut activity. Now, you know, if you go online, you can see number of bucks being taken. And you know, youth day last weekend was good, fair. But, you know, the wind on Sunday kind of cut down on the harvest. But, you know, even our friends in Montgomery County who do the annual deer hunt, due to COVID this year, they couldn't all gather at the lair and have the cookout and, you know, everybody get together, have the awards program and all that. Everybody who took a youngster hunting kind of did their own thing this year, which was odd. There was no sense of group type of thing, even though it was loosely, you know, connected to the same hub. So just a weird year. A lot of people are saying it's a weird year, and I'm one of those people saying it's a weird year. Rather than seeing 10, 15, 20 deer, I'm seeing 0, 1, 2, none. So it's just odd. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to William. Good morning, William. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I was just checking in and calling for the muzzle loading contest.
Well, you're in it.
Okay, I highly appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Robin. Thank you, hon.
My pleasure.
Yep. There you go. That was quick. So
it's quick and sweet.
What's that?
It's quick and sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so it is an unusual deer year. Of course, duck season was this week. I heard a lot of shooting in both blinds. People, you know, afternoons, evenings, taking advantage of the flights of the ducks coming in the evening and that type of thing. So
you can't even say duck season without me thinking of Elmer Fudd. That's the truth. You say it, and my head goes, Elmer Fudd.
I'm one of a bullet. That's what I say. All right. Well, I don't know where our callers are this morning, but we're giving away a muzzle.
They are either in the stand somewhere.
They could be.
Or they're sleeping in because it's so nice and chilly.
So, well, I'm going to ask our listeners that are remaining a question. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Robin and I did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. And Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And there it is right over there. Look at that.
It is so comfortable in here right now.
Isn't that pretty? And it is very comfortable.
Bree says it gets too hot, though.
Well, so do you. Hearth America Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville or Kent Island, or both. Actually, it's the same place. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Maryland's premier life-size taxidermy studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling and a 1,500 square foot showroom. There's a one-ton floor crane that can handle the largest life-size projects, like American bison and Cape buffalo and large African game animals. It's right there at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, just off Route 1. And Creative Concepts is very convenient to Route 100, of course Route 1 and the 95-295 interstates. John George, a taxidermist, specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. With 30 years' experience, John realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world at Creative Concepts Taxidermy. That's also the website, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. You can call them at 410-799-1558. That's 799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Taints, drag rag, and rubber mug boots, and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt with the tail cut out in the back. It sure smells a lot like OP in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rung the wind down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed off around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all my face. She shot my bow.
At that point, let's talk to Chuck. What?
Real quick.
What?
You said something wrong because you said, I think it gets too hot. I never think that fireplace gets too hot. Bree is pregnant. That's why she thinks it's too hot.
You think the room gets too hot?
No, I don't. Well, I keep the window open so it never gets too hot.
Yeah, but keep the window open. And then you turn the air conditioner on to 60. I mean, it's tomb temperature in here.
And the fireplace is gone.
And the fireplace is gone. Makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh. Okay, now we talk to Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Chuck.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hello, my Alan. Hello, Robin.
How you doing, buddy? You had a good day in the field yesterday, I guess.
Well, it was a great day to be in the woods.
Yep, exactly. And
then,
so.
Then I missed my buck, missed a shot, so.
Well, you know, that happens.
I think the arrow hit a branch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because of what Laura's told me that she heard.
Yeah, that's very possible. Yeah, well, it's nice to get Laura out in the woods. My bonus daughter, Laura. You know, she's a good hunter. She's got good skills, good vision, good hearing. You know, and she's a good shot with a bow. I can tell you that. So
yeah. It was a rough start to our time in the woods.
Well, you know.
Because she forgot her rangefinder.
Uh-oh.
When we were up at the lodge getting ready.
Yep.
And then when I was getting ready, you know, getting my stuff out, getting my all situated, get ready to crank my crossbow.
Yeah.
I left my crank in the truck. So guess who went walking up the hill and down the hill.
Oh man, that's a little bit of a hike too. So.
Well, it's not really that bad of a hike, but the way my legs have been, I'm paying for it today.
I can hear it in your voice that you've got a little.
Well, that's my morning voice. I've been so snoring all night.
Oh, got it. But you saw some deer.
Down on the bottom on what we call the spring road.
Yeah.
I saw something huge go walking by.
Yep. Well, so did Laura, apparently.
Oh, she was hearing it. She was hearing it, she said.
Oh, okay, hearing it. I thought she said she saw a big, giant brown body in the... She thought it was a bear coming out because of the amount of noise it was making, but she did actually see a brown body, so...
Oh, okay.
We'll just assume that you guys were both on deer and they were moving around, right. But just, you know...
But, yeah, the first thing I saw was a huge body down on the spring road, which was about 170 yards from me. And that freezer filler came in and said, I first had a broadside at 10 feet, but I forgot to release the safety.
Well, that's not good.
So that's frustrating. And then I was rushing on the next shot, and like I said, for what Laura told me she heard, I really think hit a branch.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah,
you were in the Taj Mahal compared to me yesterday.
I was. I will admit it. I will definitely admit it. Yes, I was. I was in an eight by eight foot shed.
Right.
With so surrounding windows, huh?
Did the butler take good care of you with drinks and stuff like that?
No, they had to lay all the staff off during COVID, and so I had to pour my own, you know. But, you know, it's got a bedroom and a bath. I mean, you know, well, half bath. You know, you can sleep anywhere you want. There's two chairs in there, not recliners, and there's no widescreen TV. But, you know, if you want to try and sit on a snap-on, you know, chair, swivel chair, you can. Or you can lay down on the floor. Well, the half bath consists of a Gatorade bottle. So, other than that, it was pretty convenient.
Yeah.
Robin's over here shaking her head.
Hey, what about those pictures of the dang squirrel?
That squirrel. You are the squirrel whisperer. Sends me one with a fox squirrel hanging on the side of his blind the other day, and then last night sends one in his blind. I mean, you keeping sunflower seeds in there or something, buddy?
Nope.
Nothing in there, huh? They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, really surprising because, well, I didn't move, and I guess my scent spray was working because he stuck around for a while.
Yep, I got it.
And I got tired of him being in there, and I chased him out.
Chased him out, I got it. Well, I learned a trick last night. One of the guys at camp, I said, you know, the ducks were just crazy. They were, you know, they cruise in and then they wait for the feeder to go off and then they get up on the platform and they suck up all the corn like little vacuum cleaners. He said, well, when I'm in one stand and they come swimming in, I stand up, wave my hat. He said, I chase them out of there because they eat all the corn and then the deer don't come in. I'm like, I never thought of chasing them off, but that's not a bad idea. I mean, I like watching them. They're beautiful wood ducks, but geez. You know, when a dozen of them show up and they're sucking all the corn off the stand in 20 minutes, and they cleaned one of the feet, you know, one of the platforms of corn in about a half hour last night. I mean, there must have been 20 ducks back there. So, anyway, I'm glad you had a good time. I hope you. I'm sorry. What
you're saying about the deer season this year?
Yep.
It's definitely strange for me because, like you said, I'm hardly seeing them. Usually I have two of them by now in my freezer.
I know it. Yeah.
And like the corn on, out of my feeder is not getting eight every day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So there's not that much deer coming by and just going crazy on my corn.
Yeah, it is a weird season.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
See you, Chuck.
See you, Chuck.
Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Tell Diana to say hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Let's talk to Pat. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I live in Baltimore City.
Okay.
I live on the outskirts, so I'm right real close to the county line.
Right.
Anyway, a year ago last fall, I went out about 7 in the evening. It was dark out. And I got in my car, and my battery was dead. So I called my next-door neighbor, and he came over with a charger.
Right.
But while I'm waiting for him, I'm sitting in the car, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, what is this going to cost me? What is wrong with the car? So I'm sitting there, and I'm worried about what that expense is going to be. And all of a sudden, these three deer come running down the street right in front of me, and they crossed right in front of my car, went onto my front lawn, and then around the side of the house and to the back, and I guess they jumped the fence and took off. And anyway, it was the neatest experience. I'm not kidding you. I just could not get over it, and I thought, you know, God put me here for a reason. It was a dead battery, so I could see these three deer.
That's nice.
Yeah, you're right. That's a nice story. That's why you're supposed to be there.
Yep.
But anyway, it was really beautiful. So I was talking to a friend of mine the next day, and I told her the story. And she only lives about 5 blocks away, and she says, oh, yeah. She said, I see them almost every day. She lives near a wooded area with a stream.
Yep.
And that's where all these deer are living.
Got it.
Anyway, it was just a moment in time, and I really, really loved seeing it. And
all right. Well, Pat, look, you hear the music in the background. I'm sorry. Pat, I'm sorry. We have to go.
Thanks, Pat. That was a great thing. Everybody, get out, stay safe, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay healthy.